This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I told you we were going to have a blast tonight, did I not? Taking phone calls about when you knew you were old. Look, let's get back to a couple things. Remember, in case you missed the beginning of the show, well, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, by the way, on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Or you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But we were talking in the beginning about losing mentalities and winning mentalities. And if you're on the right, no matter how old you are, even the 80-year-old dude who just called, you've only ever lived in a country where the right had a losing mentality, where we felt that conservatism or libertarianism or whatever you want to call it, we felt that it's basically pointing out the malfeasance of the left, complaining about it, yelling, saying things like hypocrite, but then never actually doing anything to take back ground. That has to change. Listen, these people are scared. These people are on their heels. Let's make sure their fear is justified.
And I think we recently had a conversation about Mitch McConnell. And why does he do what he does? Because it works. It's the political reality. And I worry that in covering Glenn Youngkin and his politics of parental choice, all the focus was on how well it worked. And even in our conversations about DeSantis, it's about how well they're serving him. The truth is, dehumanization as a tactic for politics is from war.
I'm going to let her keep going. It's 48 seconds long. I'm always accused of interrupting these communists, and I guess that's probably fair. Look, what am I going to say? I love me. And I'll get to your phone calls in a minute, but dehumanization is a tactic from war. Just pause for that on a moment. Do you remember what you've been called for the last 4 or 5 years? How many times did you turn on the news, maybe even get on social media, and from the highest levels, I don't mean some random troll on Facebook, the highest levels, how many times did you hear Nazi white supremacist, Nazi white supremacist, Nazi white supremacist? Was that not dehumanizing? I'm sorry, communist. Are people using words to label you with something you consider to be dehumanizing? Aw, wah, wah, I'm so sorry.
Dehumanization is it's a tactic. It's being used right now. The Russians get their soldiers to rape children by dehumanizing them. Dehumanization as a practice is a tactic of war. It's being deployed in our politics, and people like you and I sometimes lose the plot and admire its effectiveness. It's not its substance, but even the analysis of these tactics loses sight of what this speech brings us back to, which is that dehumanization has a cost right now.
Look, take it from me, Jesse Kelly. It is important that you realize dehumanization has a cost, and it is important you realize Nicole Wallace of MSNBC and all these people on the left, they would never do such a thing.
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
White nationalists, anarchists, whatever in this country that are using mass mandates and a public health crisis to sort of wage chaos.
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
What I know
is the law, and what I know is what white people are willing to do to defend white supremacy.
Like the roots of the anti-abortion movement, these bans are rooted in patriarchy and white supremacy.
Don't be dehumanizing with the communists, though. Don't put labels on him. Don't you know that's dangerous? It makes him uncomfortable. Continue. Keep going. They're scared. They're on their heels. You're dehumanizing them. Keep on going. Ted, in Tampa, when did you know you were old?
Jesse, I knew I was old when I didn't have a flak jacket, knee pads, elbow pads, or hearing protection. And God knows I'm paying for it today.
Vietnam veteran, sir?
Yes, sir. All the way.
Semper Fi, sir. Jacqueline in Denver, when did you know you were old? Jacqueline, you failed. You're a failure. I'm just kidding, Jacqueline. Frank in New York, when did you know you were old? Frank? This is not going well. Maybe the phone's crashed and I'm yelling at everybody. I don't care. I'll go through all of them and just yell at everyone and blame it on them. Dave in Spokane, when did you know you were old?
I had hurt my knee years ago, went to the doctor, and I said, you know, I don't know what happened. And he looked at my knee and looked at my charts, and he goes, well, I know exactly what happened. You're over 40.
Oh.
Well, that was my old moment.
I'm sorry. Samantha in Tennessee, when did you know you were old? Yeah, I think we're having phone problems. Ah, well, maybe no big deal. Favorite podcast? Don't worry, they'll get it fixed. 877-377-4373. Favorite podcast ever? So funny and educational. I agree. It's my favorite podcast as well. She's, of course, talking about me. I'm a retired U.S. Navy nurse and incredibly sad at what is happening in our country right now. When listening to your podcast, I realize how little I learned of history. I'm a product of the Los Angeles school system and never read a single book until well into my adult years, then mostly fiction. With your wealth of historical knowledge, I wonder if you can come up with a brief list of great books to boost up my knowledge of rotten commies of the past so I can understand the current better. Keep up the fight. Okay, a couple things on this. We've teased this for ages, getting a book list going and getting it on the website or something somewhere. I swear we are going to do this. We are going to get a book list. We have this laundry list of things we want to start adding to the show, like merchandise and stuff like that. And the laundry list is growing faster than we're actually solving these problems, full disclosure. So I'm going to get a reading list. That's one, too. There's a couple lies people tell themselves. One, I don't like history. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you know one of those people. Maybe that's your wife, husband, son, daughter, parent, mother, father. Listen, every single person loves history because every single person loves stories, action adventure stories, sad stories, happy stories. Every single person loves stories. I know this because everyone loves to either read a book or go to the movies. There's no better book or movies than history. It's not that you don't love history. It's that you had a wealth of crappy history teachers. I had almost universally crappy history teachers. I've told you this story before, and then I believe it was the sixth grade, if I remember right. I had one big old football coach, and he made history come alive, and he was into it, and he was talking about the Spartans and stabbing people, and you got to do that. It was just awesome. And all of a sudden, I realized, wow, history is stories. That's one. You asked about books. People tell themselves another lie, and that lie is this. I don't like to read. I've heard this 1,000 times. I don't like to read. That's a lie. You haven't found what you like to read. Totally frank, I have moved. I can't talk about getting old. I've moved from being hooked on fiction books, like spy thriller type stuff where there's some central character who's a super stud who goes around murdering terrorists, and then I can imagine that's me. I've gone from those books to I read a lot of nonfiction now. However, I know people, the wife, she'll read a textbook and she'll find that enjoying. If she sits down with a normal book, She doesn't like that at all. You just haven't found what you like to read. There's nothing wrong with reading fiction books. Fiction books make you smarter, too. There's all these kind of historical fiction books that are set, you know, in World War II, and the characters will be fictional and whatnot, but they'll get gigantic world events correct in there, and then the author will fit the story within those books. You don't have to change the kind of books you read if you want to start learning more history stuff. You just have to find one that fits the right niche. If you're just into fiction, read fiction. If you're a nerd who likes textbooks, read textbooks. If you're apparently 40 going on 95, like me, read nonfiction. Whatever. All right, 877-377-4373. I believe the phones went down and they're all back up and good to go. So I'm going to get to the people first that I accidentally cut off because our phones weren't working in just a second. But you know how I've been telling you about chalk, C-H-O-Q, natural supplements, U.S. manufacturing, and a company, I say a company of patriots. You understand how patriotic they are, that this is unheard of in my industry. They reached out to us. They believe so much in anti-communism. They reached out to iHeart and said, we want to start advertising on Jesse's show. People need this. They want strong men, not with a bunch of medicine and crap in your body. Natural supplements, U.S. manufacturing, a society of men who are strong enough to take on the commies. Well, that's all the good news. The bad news is this. I've been telling you about a 30% off thing they have on their male vitality stack for my listeners. 30% off. You know how I've been saying it's a limited time? It's a limited time. It's a very limited time, officially. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, and use the code Jesse. And that gets you 30% off the male vitality stack. Again, not chemical filth, natural supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get the male vitality stack and hurry.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
The Jesse Kelly Show, and it's official. I'm never allowing these guys to control the music on 420 again. Clearly, this has gotten out of hand tonight. We even have a headline here, Colorado marijuana prices at a near record low. So there you go, you two. Hop in a car after the show. Just get back. No, you're right. That actually is a great song. All right. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All that are welcome. To Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Did you see Joe Biden had some? I'll get to you back to the calls in a second. You see Joe Biden? He had some round table today where he looked like an idiot and he's sitting there with Millie and Austin and whatnot. And as soon as it was done, they started shouting questions at him. The press did, obviously. And then his staff started shouting at the press. It was just chaos. Okay, that's not good, right? They are now in full-out protection mode, if they haven't been already, of Joe Biden. How embarrassing is it that we have a president who has to be protected from speaking? Gosh, how did we screw that thing up? Golly. All right, Samantha, when did you know you were old? Samantha in Tennessee.
I'm at the ripe age of 34. And me and my husband had our two kids, our sons that are 10 and 12, at the arcade one day playing countless hours. And we played old school games that we showed them how to play. Mm-hmm. They showed us New Day stuff. You know, one of those like, oh, I'm still young enough to be in the mix kind of moment. And on the way home, we stopped at a store and bought a Food Saver, like the vacuum seal machine. We're a family of hunters here in Northeast Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And right after that, like a day or two, my husband snags a nice buck and brings it home. We're processing it. And I literally was jumping up and down and clapping like, yay! Did you use my new machine? And I had this thought of, like, no way am I more excited to do this than I was at the arcade with the kids, or like anything that I can recently think of that I've gotten lately.
Gosh, Samantha, that speaks to my soul. Because I'm currently shopping for a stand-up deep freezer. We went in with another family and bought a cow to try to buy a bunch of meat and try to save money. I was like a kid in a candy store shopping for a deep freezer. I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for both of us, Samantha. I'm embarrassed for both of us. Jacqueline in Colorado, go.
My story, I think I was probably 34 years old, 36 years old. I was on a road trip, and it should have been sooner, but when we were kids, my dad would put on the radio and be like, Dad, we want to hear some music. And he would put on Rush Limbaugh. And one day when I was taking my own road trip and thought, what could I put on? Anything, really, choice was mine. I put on Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
That's how I knew I was old.
Yep.
But I'm glad I did, because it has fully prepared me for what we're seeing here now. I am one of those warriors here in Denver. We're loving you here in Denver, by the way. We all walk around going, it's the Jesse Kelly Show.
You guys rock. I'm gonna come see you in Denver soon. I love Denver. Denver is such a great city anyway. Dennis in Colorado, go. Dennis, go. Dear Chris, thank you so much for doing such an incredible job on the show. It must be exhausting trying to educate this Philistine about incredible bands like Talking Heads and Smashing Pumpkins. Pearls Before Swine, he says. Just hang in there. I think he's cracking. I've been listening closely to his Journalist Jesse intro, and don't tell anyone this, but I think he's doing the voices and pretending to be his own fans. Keep up the good work. He says you're number one fan, but he didn't say I can use his name. No, Chris, no more Talking Heads. That's such, no, don't, Chris. No, no more Smashing Pumpkins either. Good morning, sir. Semper Fidelis. Sure, please comment. Please comment on the Air Force memo to establish a safe space for airmen in the United States Air Force. Look, I talked about this a little bit last night. When I talk about we're going to lose a major war, I'm not talking about tomorrow. But when you are doing what we're doing right now in the military, what you're going to see is a slow, steady rot over time. And this is not uncommon. What drives me so crazy about this stuff is anyone with any love of history understands that this is so common for the big dog out there, whoever it happens to be, to get rich and get soft and just get a little softer and a little soft and a little softer. And soon you run into somebody who's been focusing on killing you for a long time, and he hasn't been creating safe spaces. He's been thinking about murdering you and everyone you love. And in that day, The real tragedy of this is I'm sounding the alarm so loudly because when that day finally comes, when we wake up and realize, oh my gosh, we're not on top anymore? No, we're not. How did that happen? Can we fix it? When that day comes, you can't fix it anymore. When that day comes, you are what you are, and there's simply not enough time for you to turn around and reverse it and get all those things back and change everything. And these things happen over years and years and years. No, it won't be tomorrow when we lose a major war, but it will happen. And when it happens, just like every other empire, we will sit back as in horror as it happens. And we're watching everything be destroyed, and we're just going to be frantic about the whole thing. But then it's too late. And I know that's dark, and we're going to get back to the calls about when you knew you were old, 877-377-4373. And we're going to talk about all these things. But I am so adamant about our military remaining strong because, gosh, when they're not, that's not good. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I don't know. Don't really.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, that's enough stoner music today. You've had enough. Put it, turn it off. There's no more Grateful Dead. There's no more Pink Floyd, even though Pink Floyd's awesome. Grateful Dead. Chris, turn it down. Turn it down. That's garbage. That is, I'm disappointed in both of you. We'll get back to the calls in a minute about when you felt old. But first, let's talk about the death cult of climate change. Here's John Kerry.
It's been reported that you go, who we meet, what movies.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
The this, next
Chris,
phase.
It did the thing where it switched the things. Oh, I have to explain to everyone what's going on. So you know, I realize there are a bunch of new listeners, so I should probably catch everyone up. I know you can play it in a second, Chris. I have to explain things. You remember we got moved to this new fancy studio, and they let us have like whatever we want and stuff like that. So we got a table, and we got a fridge, and we have a pantry. We have cheese balls. They let us have a full fridge, by the way, so we have ranch and hot sauces and beer and everything else in there. And we have a couch for me to nap. And there's also some technical stuff where we do the show. Well, one of the things they gave me is something called an Instant Replay 2. Instant Replay in the number 2. It's a soundboard where I can play sounds. They load up sounds for me, and it lets me play sounds whenever I want. There are some that are permanently loaded in there, like, of course, the cannon, the rifle cock, the rifle shot, you know, those kind of things. That's really cool, right? Because it allows me to have fun and annoy Chris, which those are basically two in the same thing. But the problem with it is it's old. Apparently, they don't make new ones, which is odd. How old did you say this thing was, Chris? The 1980s. So I'm dealing with technology from the 80s or 90s, and sometimes they give me a list where we put sound and stuff like that for the show. And sometimes I'll press a button, and like that one, it'll start playing something, or it will just stop it, or like, this is supposed to be a John Kerry soundbite, and I started playing it. You'll hear like half a second of John Kerry, and then it switches back to Dr. Yuval Noah. It's kind of creepy, but kind of appropriate, Chris.
It's been reported that you go, who we meet.
What the? All right, Chris, if you don't mind, without further ado, would you play John Kerry, please?
It's been reported that you told the White House National Climate Advisor, Gina McCarthy, that the new U.S. commitment on fossil fuels needed to be at least 50% reductions by 2030. Is that a goal that's still realistic?
Well, Gina McCarthy didn't need me to suggest a level. She's very savvy. She did an incredible job with her team in pulling all the efforts of the United States together to come up with a realistic target. We did not want to put something phony out there. We wanted to know this was something we could, in fact, reach. And so Gina and her team and the rest of us who were involved in the process all agreed that a 50 to 52% reduction was something we could achieve. It's realistic. It's more than a lot of other countries. Canada is not at that level. Japan, others, but others are doing what they can.
50% reduction? Do you have any idea how many people would die if John Kerry was allowed to implement that plan? Do you have any idea? Again, I talked about this earlier in the show. You need to set aside this notion of the friendly, you know, the guy, he just cares about pollution. Oh, those weird hippies. These people would murder half the Earth's population if they were allowed to put their policies into place. And they would. Without a moment's hesitation, they would. Remember that. Dear Jesse, I feel ashamed to hear you say you're driven by your food and not knowing why the Italian papa behaved that way. He's talking about something I played on my show on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. There was an Italian grandpa there, and his grandson started cutting the prosciutto the wrong way, and he just loses his mind. Anyway, he continues to say, Italian prosciutto is not by any means the best ham in the world. Oh, this guy's going to start some fights. It's Spanish Iberico. Look, you don't habla like, look, I speak Mexican, Chris. It's Iberico. Anyway, it takes at least 2 years to get cured. That is amazing. And it does require a specific way to cut it if you want to get the best flavor. Here in the States, the Spanish Iberico is very rare and expensive. Well, that leaves you out, Chris. Mostly because the Italians... Oh, yeah, I guess it is pork. You were kind of out anyway. Mostly because the Italians have managed to ban the imports of competing products. This Spanish guy's taking shots at Italians. I love you guys. But since I know your good taste can handle the difference, I dare you to find a good prosciutto and decent Iberico and compare. You will be grateful. Now I'm curious, Chris. Find out where we can find some of this stuff and find out how much it is, if you don't mind. I don't want to sound like you here, but... Look, prices are going up on normal stuff, let alone fancy Spanish stuff that takes 2 years to make. Tom, in California, when did you know you were old?
When I started having grandkids. We had twins, one girl, one boy. And it's like, it's hard to keep track. The family keeps multiplying. That's it. Darn, what's going on? Oh, I'm older. I'm 74, and I'm going to get older.
That's good. Dennis in Colorado, when did you know you were old?
I knew it when a kid working at a fancy car wash automatically gave me a senior discount without knowing that I was in my 50s.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah. That hurts. Ugh, Luis in Denver, when did you know you were old?
Jesse, you're going to love this.
Hold on, Luis. Hold on, Luis. I'm going to put you back on hold because your phone is crap. Take a second and fix your phone. I want to hear this. Tom in El Paso, when did you know you were old?
A couple years ago, I realized that if I sleep on my back wrong, I can't stand up straight in the morning. And if you're really lucky, your strong arm isn't asleep, so when you get to the bathroom, you're aiming with your off hand.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Willow in Houston, when did you know you were old?
Well, I joined the Sierra Club when I was 38, just came to town with a mixed group and went to McKittrick Canyon. Halfway up, the mixed group split, and a young fellow just discharged from the army disappeared above the ridge a couple of hundred feet above me. There was no way I could keep up, so I stayed with the old folks and worked the way up.
Man, I hear you. I remember I played a pickup game of basketball like that in Virginia, where I hadn't played basketball in 5-10 years. I was like, it's good for you, go get in shape. They were a lot younger, and boy, the game itself moved a lot faster than I remembered it moving. Johnny in Jersey, when did you know you were old?
Well, I'm definitely in need of some chalk, Jesse. This is about 8-10 years ago. My house shares a parking lot with a bar and entertainment venue.
Nice.
The entrance is 50 feet from my front door, and I have lots of friends that perform there, and I used to stop over regularly to support them. One night, it's only about 10 p.m., this beautiful dime says to me she'd like to buy me a drink and hang out. I tell her no thanks. I walk out the door, across the parking lot, into my house, and I go to bed. It was a weekend night, Jesse. It was a weekend.
Hey, there's nothing you can do. It's bedtime, Johnny. Luis. All right, let's try this again. Luis in Denver. When'd you know you were old?
All right, you're going to love this, Jesse, being a Marine. I had my 06 command, and we go out there. I'm all pumped because we're running, you know, we're going to go run our combat fitness test. The first one out there with all the Marines, and on the movement, the contact run, I come in last.
Oh,
first time ever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, that hurts. Oh, all right. We'll do a couple more of those before we get to headlines I didn't get to. 877-377-4373. When did you know you were old? Also, buy gold. How about that, Chris? That rhymed. What? Oh, that rhymed. That was amazing for on the fly. But in all seriousness, get some gold from Oxford Gold Group delivered to your house. I don't have to convince you these people are wrecking the economy and wrecking the dollar. You know that. You have eyes. You can see. Oxford Gold Group will deliver gold to your front door. Do you think gold is going to lose its value tomorrow? You like history. I like history. How far back did gold have value? Let's start with forever. Gold always has value. If you call 833-995-GOLD and you tell them Jesse told you to call, they will deliver gold to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. If you tell them I told you to call, they'll take special care of you. They're laid back, easy to work with. This is just something basic we all need to do to protect ourselves right now. 833-995-GOLD. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, I feel like the week is flying by, but time flies when you're having fun, Chris. Look, I have fun when I hang out with me. I can't. What do you want me to do about it? If you want to email the show, you can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, offense, always on offense. Never defense, offense.
But I am announcing today that we are expanding the call of what they are going to be considering this week. And so, yes, they will be considering the congressional map, but they also will be considering termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
That was Heavy D taking away a tax-exempt status for Disney after Disney decided to declare war on children in this country. I am getting word, I do not have confirmation on this, so don't take it to the bank yet, but I'm getting word this could cost Disney something like $200 million. It's a very big deal. And like I said in the beginning of the show, loser mentality versus winner mentality. We've had a loser mentality forever where we think that just complaining about the left is somehow being conservative. No, we either take back ground and attack and make them feel pain when they attack us, or we still have the loser mentality. That is how it's supposed to be done. That is how it's supposed to be done. Ben, in Colorado, what makes you feel old? Look, the silence is what made him feel old. Jesse, actually, he says, handsome cordon bleu oracle. What could the rationale be for letting someone you care about stand up on the world stage and embarrass himself? He's, of course, talking about Joe Biden. She said, I can say her name. Her name is Ann from Omaha. Omaha's such an underrated city, by the way. But anyway, I've asked this question before, and I've asked it on the show. And this is why I say Joe Biden is the biggest elder abuser, at least the most prominent on the planet. I understand that maybe they have a different relationship or whatnot, but you wouldn't let your father, mother, wife, husband, you wouldn't allow them to stand up in a restaurant. Let's say a restaurant without even many people in it, a couple people in the booths. If they were getting older and failing, you wouldn't allow them to embarrass themselves in front of other people in a restaurant. You would grab them, you would take them out, and you would get them someplace out of love and respect for them where, I mean, they can fade away pleasantly and not be embarrassed because you have enough love and respect for that person. Jill Biden, actually, I shouldn't just put it on her. Hunter, the whole family, they allow the patriarch of the family to embarrass himself in front of the entire planet. Think how crazy that is. In front of the entire planet, they allow this man to embarrass himself. How little regard do you have for the patriarch of your family to not step in? How can you not step in? And you know what else? I was thinking about this yesterday. Think about all the awful, crooked things Joe Biden and his family have done to enrich themselves, right? How about this? Joe Biden isn't going to really enjoy the fruits of any of it. Because, you know, being a politician's miserable. You really just want to get yourself nice and rich so you can actually enjoy it after without 1,000 cameras in your face and a million obligations. Joe Biden is fading away. He's not going to get to enjoy a thing. How crazy is that? Oh, well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Syrian fighters ready to join the next phase of the Ukraine war. Okay, is anyone else a little weirded out by all this thing? Why is Syria getting involved? I just know this. We found out today that obviously we're sending a bunch of weapons over there to help the Ukrainians and whatnot. That's fine. But we're not keeping track of any of them. We've done this so many times before, from Afghanistan to Syria to untold numbers of places. We just send these weapons overseas and we're just banking on what? UPS? Now, I know we're not doing that. We're actually sending them to Poland and the Poles take them in. But we just send these weapons overseas and be like, hey, guys, good luck. Use it for good. We're officially the largest illegal arms trafficker in the world. Delta updates its statement calling COVID a seasonal virus after a backlash. Remember, Delta and a couple other crappy airlines tried to keep the airline mask mandate on there and stand against the public. Well, the second one airline said, hey, take your mask off, all of them got involved and said, oh, take your mask off. If you're Delta, you simply cannot afford to lose the business you would have lost if you kept all that mask mandate stuff on there. Golly. Headline, 26 governors announced creation of America's Governor's Border Strike Force. I actually spoke with Brandon Judd. He's on my TV show tonight on the 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Brandon Judd, he's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. And I asked him about this specifically because I never know. You know, headlines are one thing. Is it any good? Does it do anything, or is this just a headline? So I asked him, hey, does this do anything? Tune into my show tonight on the 1st and find out. Elon Musk says Netflix is losing subscribers because the woke mind virus is making it unwatchable. That's one of the things about our entertainment industry, much more than just Netflix, Hollywood, music, everything, sitcoms. It's one thing about them going hardcore communist. It's not fun to watch. I mean, honestly, the same principle applies to that stuff that applies to feminism. I say this all the time. It's a universal truth. Everyone hates feminists, even other feminists. Nobody in the history of the world has ever sat down at home feeding one of their 15 cats and said, man, I'd love to hang out with a feminist right now. Just a bitter, unpleasant woman is the worst thing to be around in the world. Everyone hates them. Same thing applies to this stuff. No one actually enjoys the brand new female power action movie. No one enjoys that stuff. So no matter what, no matter how much it's propped up, there's always a shelf life on that crap. Huh? How about that? Bright, sunny Jesse, Chris. That's me. Keep your chin up. We're going to have more fun tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.